OK, so maybe we will start, OK?
好，那我们就开始今天的课程。
OK.
嗯。This time, we are going to start from the test 46.
OK, 46, isn't it?
Yes, 46.
OK. Donna me the garwa rank rante sab the lenge so jaron thane okay now it's just like that donna so whatever the bad thing happens upon us okay it's just like the so the self sort of cut yourself as you can see in the pages yeah
那今天我们从第46个偈颂开始种蜘蛛或临头时如见降遭自见识
okay yeah so so you can see that so bad thing so many things like in our life so in our life so we can see that so many things happens in our life some things that happens very unfortunate things what we don't want
其实看我们的一生当中会发生很多的事情那有时候就会发生一些比较不幸的事情，是我不想要它发生的。
Okay. So you can see that in our life there are so many bad things which happens happens without other what we want. Okay. Even we don't want some bad things, but it happens in our life. It comes in our life.
所以在我们的人生当中，真的都会发生一些我们不想要它发生的事情。
So it shows that it is just like that. It's just like that. That on the self sort cuts our own head.
这样的情况就很像是这个剑将他被自己的剑杀了。
Because it says that even because actually in our life, whenever we have to do the bad things, we will try to do the bad thing for the others, not for the self.
那在我们的一生当中，我们有时候会对别人做一些坏事情，不是对我们做坏事情。
So generally, what happens in our life? If you look at our life, when negative things of the some of the difficulty comes, first we will lose our control, self control.
那其实真的去观察我们自己，会发现说，当我们面临一些困难的时候，真的我们自己就会失去控制。
So self-control, that we will lose the self-control, we will think that how can such other persons can do us like these very wrong things.
那这时候我们就会想，我们这时候会失去我们自己我的控制，然后就想说，某某某为什么对我做这样的事情？
So like that in our life, so you can see that something we don't want comes into our life. Something we don't want to come into our life means something that we don't want to come into our life. First, we will lose the control. Then second, we will try to blame for the others. These two always happens.
真的去回顾我们这一辈子发生了很多事情，尤其是一些我们不想要它发生的事情。通常我们面临这样的事情有两个反应。第一个反应就是我们会失去控制。第二个，我们就开始去埋怨别人。
So me, I will tell you the one story, one thing what happened first.
所以仁波切要跟我们讲一件事。
Just 1 minute. Okay, there few messages are coming. Yeah. So like that. So whenever you look at our life, so whenever something the unfortunate things harms in our life, first we will lose our self control. Then we will try to blame for the others. All things are like this, we will do it.
真的去回顾很多事情发生，尤其是不幸的事情发生的时候，我们就是这样的反应。首先呢是失去控制，再来就是开始埋怨别人。
So this always happens that it's not going to solve our problem at all. It's not going to solve our problem. It will increase our problem, but still we will do it.
真的仔细想想看，这样子去做真的不会解决我们的问题，反而会让我们增加更多的问题。
Just I will give you the one example.
那仁波切给我们一个例子。
So maybe So maybe I think it will relate it with some of the personal's life, so it will better if you just turn off the MP3, okay?
那仁波切请我们就是把这个录音关掉，因为这跟别人的生活有关系。
So I, So, so that's why now you can see that. That's why you can see that the so many of the wrong things what we have done for the others. So we have done for the others. There are also the so many things others have done for us, bad things. Okay.
真的去看，会发现我们真的对别人做了很多不好的事情。其实别人也对我们做了不少不好的事情。
So that's why when we come into our bad things, once they come into our life.It is just because of it saying that because of we have done the so many wrong things for the others, so it happens.
所以当呢这个不好事情发生到我们身上的时候，我们必须去想，那是因为我们也对别人做了不好的事情的关系。
But this is the but I do, it's a reality. It's true or not? That's a totally different.
可是，在事实上，是不是真的这样？那是不同的。
Example today's case, what the wrong things happened to me?I don't believe that I've done something wrong for the others.
比方说，如果说今天真的有件事情发生在仁波切身上是不好事情，仁波切不会觉得说是真的他对别人做了什么不好的事情。
But the only like this happens in our life, we have to find the one solution to overcome this problem. That we have to find the very right solution. Every wrong things happen upon us.
但是重点是什么？重点是当不好的事情降临到我们身上的时候，我们应该去想办法。想一个最好的方式来解决跟面对它。
So that's why the solution is based on the, I think, in the based on the mind training practices that you have to find the one solution. Then I think that every problem will solve very rightly.
仁波切说呢，当我面临到这种不好的事情，想要找到方式，那这个方法怎么找，就跟我们做修心的这个修行是有关系的。如果我们按照我们修心的这个练习来找到解决的方式。就可以正确的解决这些问题。
But in the our lifetime, when something the wrong things and the bad things of our life, we cannot control the emotions. Once we cannot control the emotion, then we cannot find the right solution. That's very important.
那很重要的一件事情是，仁波切提醒我们，当不好事情发生的时候，我们常常呢就会受到我们情绪的影响。那这个是我们要特别注意的，千万不要受到情绪的控制。
So that's why we, once we are not trained our mind, we cannot control the emotions. Once we train our mind, then we can control the emotion. Once we can control the emotion, then we can find the right solution very easily.
所以重点就是我们首先必须要训练我们的心。只要我们的心受到很好的训练，我们的情绪就可以控制。我们的情绪可以控制得好，我们就很容易找到很好的方法来对抗我们的问题。
So in generally in if you look at our life, there are so many things happens in our life we don't want, because it is one of the part of our it is one part of the life. If you look at everyone's life, you will see that the something happens which they don't want. It happens for everyone.
其实看看我们的生活，真的有很多我不想要发生的事情就是会发生，但是仔细去思考，会发现这些不好的事情。事实上就是我们人生的一部分，真的去观察每一个人，就会发现每个人多少都会面临到一些不好或是一些不好的祸事发生。
So you can see the big difference. The Lamrim, when they talk about it, they will talk the one suffering of the human that the unwanted thing happens.
如果我们去看普利道次第所讲的，他会讲到就是我们每个人都会遇到我们不想要发生的事情，这是一个苦。
And the Lamrim, when you ask that to overcome that problem, what we have to do? In the Lamrim, they will say, okay, Buddhahood, liberation, very far away solution they will talk.
那在这个回到自己当中讲到这个苦，我们可能会说，好，现在我们人有这样的苦，我们要怎么去克服这样的痛苦？那在回到自己就会讲说，最重要就是要成佛，就是要解脱，这样就可以控制我们的苦。
So if you ask the how many it will take, then it will take 1,000 years, 2,000 years. To solve like this problem, they will talk about to get the Buddhahood, take 1,000 years.
那可是这时候我们就会想，我现在有这么苦，那可是这个苦我要多久才能解决呢？那普利道次第就会讲到说，那是好几千劫，我们才能够解决我们的苦。那所以我们要成佛，我们要解脱。
So in the Lojong practice, mind training practice, they will give a very right solution. So when I, every of the my this of the problem, I used all the mind training, this solution, it really helped me. So mind training, Lojong mind training practice, this all very, very simple matter they will talk to overcome, to challenge the, these all the problems.
但是呢，这个修行的法门呢，它可以很快的告诉我们怎么去克服我们的困难，解决的问题。那修行法门告诉我们解决问题的方式都是非常简单，那我们可以很容易的克服。
So that's why you can see that the, this then the, that's why the, you can see that the, everything happens. If the one is a suffering, yeah, that's we have to accept that every human lives there the something happens that we don't want it. That we have to accept it. That it will happen, but.In the Lojong practice, it will talk about how to we have to find a solution when it's happened like that. Generally, something which we don't want to happen in our life, it will make us very unhappy.
当我们面临困难的时候，其实我们要去思考，的确，我们在人生当中都会面临到不同的痛苦，这是每个人都有的。首先，我们要去接受它，接受这是会发生在我们身上的痛苦。接着我们就可以用这个修心法门所告诉我们的去找到一个正确的方法来解决这些痛苦那我们不会再不高兴
Like yesterday incident yesterday when I heard that I thought that he was cheated on me really few moments I feel very unhappy later on while I'm talking with others my father told me everyone is like that in Nepal when I hear that, it really gives me the relaxing in my mind.
OK, 那昨天仁波切呢当发生这件事情的时候仁波切一开始说真的就感觉那个人在欺骗他的时候仁波切其实觉得不开心有 一些时候。可是这时候仁波切就跟他的父亲谈到这件事情仁波切的父亲就告诉仁波切说这没什么啊在尼泊尔每个人都是这样子啊。
So these are the solution. These are the solution. When we look at the, this like this unhappiness problem, really there are so many of the solution. We can do it, and in an instant we can get the reason. But the lumbering points, they will talk in the very far away points. From the lumbering practitioner, like this incident happens, they will talk. It is a samsara. We have to get out of the samsara. To get out of the samsara, we have to practice something like that. Then it will make it very, very lengthy. The problem might be a very minor problem, but there the solution will be the more complicated than the problem.
OK. 那如果说我们在这个修行的法门当中，当我们真的面临到不同的困难，我们可以找到不同的方式来解决。不过呢，如果是在这个普伊道次第当中所讲到的，当我们遇到痛苦的时候，普伊道次第就会里面他就会讲到说，对，这就是轮回呀。所以为了要解决这些痛苦，我们必须要解脱轮回。为了要解脱轮回呢，我们必须要做怎么样的修行。所以就是开始长篇大论告诉我们修行的法门，会变成好像是本来只是一个小小的痛苦，就后来呢，我们解决的方式就非常的复杂。
So this is the just right or wrong, just you think yourself.Because this all the in my life, there are so many the unwanted unhappiness. It comes, but most of the time, I'm using all the mind training methods. So it always helped me. 99% more than it helps me really a lot. That's why through my experience that I'm saying all this. Okay.
那到底这样子说是对的不对的？大家可以想想看。那以仁波切他自己个人的经验来看，当仁波切的这辈子当中发生不同的不开心的事情的时候。仁波切都会试着用修心的法门来解决，那99%都可以获得解决。这是仁波切他个人经验、个人去做所得到一个结论。
Okay, so like that. So here it's saying that Lingyi Sunjo. Now what we have to do is that when we having the so much bad things to done for the others, result of that we are suffering. So that's why he is saying that now we have to be aware of the doing the negative things.
所以呢，当我们遇到这个痛苦的时候呢，其实这边在这个46个偈中就讲到说，哎，那是我们以前呢，就是对人家做了不好的事情，所以以后呢，就开始不要再做这些恶行。
So that's why it's showing that the when it's a very simple way. It's saying that the when the something bad things do someone does for our how it hurt us. So we have to understand that, and that we should not do the bad thing for the others.
所以以后当别人对我们造成伤害的时候，我们必须去了解，我们不可以同样的伤害对方。
So, so this is now that. Now the second thing is that now in the law realm, isn't it? In the law realm, they are suffering a lot, isn't it?
Yes, suffer from pain. Oh, that law realm, yes, I'm sure. Law realm, yes.
Law realm, I think the law realm, they are the suffering of the pain. It's just like that the shooter, the arrow shooter, killed by its own arrow, isn't it?
Yes, yes, it's true.
Yeah, yeah, it's out there.
那接下来就第47个偈颂，身遭恶趣痛楚时，如见公遭自见事。
So suffering, but you can see the law realm like an animal, they are suffering a lot.
那这边讲到这个恶趣啊，我们真的可以去看，像畜生，他们的确是有很多的苦。
But the one thing that we have to understand that the one thing that the very complicated issue when you look at the snake or lizard.What do you think that they really suffer or suffering or not? When you hit on the snake, it will just try to bite you back. Do you think that the snake gets angry and very unhappy?
如果讲到畜生这个苦呢，事实上是还蛮复杂的哦。比方说，我们来看这个蛇啊，或是蜥蜴，那当这个蛇呢被我们打的时候呢，它就会想要咬我们。那大家觉得它这样想咬我们，是因为它很气，很气才要咬我们吗？
First, while I'm talking with a parapsychologist scientist, they told me that the snakes and lizards don't have the emotion at all. When you are going to hit the sick, we cannot say that a snake is getting angry. Because they don't have the emotion. Because they don't have that brain part which can feel the emotion.
当仁波切跟那些科学家讨论这样的问题的时候，科学家告诉仁波切，他们是这些蛇是没有情绪的。当我们呢打这些蛇，蛇要反咬我们的时候，并不是受到情绪让它生气的影响，并不是这样，因为蛇它们的脑部当中并没有控制情绪这个部分。
But whether the snakes and the animals are getting suffering or they are feeling the difficulties, not that is a one point. But we have to accept that we humans are really suffering. We humans are really getting so many mental difficulties.
所以呢，这个蛇被我们打，真的是不是很苦？我们其实不知道。可是我们可以确定的是，我们人真的是会得到苦。
So that's why here we can see that the year it's talking about even if you look at the animal limbs, what we are seeing that the animal limbs there are many difficulties we have to accept that whether they feel or the emotion or not, there are difficulties are there.
那所以当我们看到这个恶趣苦，不管这些畜生呢，它是不是可以有情绪？但事实上，他们的这个可以感受到的这个苦呢，就是在那里。
So once they have the difficulty because of their own bad karma, their difficulties and their suffering.
那当这些畜生会有这些苦痛，事实上就是跟他们的业有关系。
So now one question comes. Then why we have to generate the compassion toward these animals? They are suffering because of their own bad karma.Why we have to generate the compassion?
这时候就有一个问题出现了。如果说这一些畜生他们受苦是因为他们自己的恶业造成的，那为什么我们要对他们有悲心呢？
There's no reason of the generating the compassion because they are suffering because of their own bad karma.
他们会这么苦，是因为他们的恶业造成的。这看起来似乎我们就没有理由要对他们产生悲心啊。
So that's why there's a Buddha have a one quotation was saying that when his attendant was very much suffered when he was seeing the animals suffering. So Buddha told him the one thing. Animals are suffering because of their own bad karma. So you don't have to feel the unhappy.
那在佛陀的时代呢有一个故事啊、哦。那时候呢佛陀的这个侍者就看到这个动物呢受到很大的苦。那这时候他就觉得非常的不开心，那佛陀就告诉这个侍者说：“你不用觉得不开心啊，他们会受苦是因为他们的恶业所造成的，所以你不用不高兴。”
In the emotion, you can see the two things. When you have a very strong compassion towards someone very you are close to you, sometimes it will bring the unhappiness.
从我们自己的生活当中，我们可以发现。当我们对我们身边很亲近的人有很强烈的悲心的时候，往往这样强烈的悲心会带给我们不快乐。
When you have no compassion toward that person, even that person is suffering a lot, you won't feel unhappy.
如果我们对 对方完全没有悲心，即使被对方觉得很痛苦，我们也不会不开心。
So when you have the very compassion toward someone, very love toward someone, but that person is suffering, you will feel very unhappy.
所以当我们对一个人有很强的悲心或是很爱他的时候，他痛苦，我们才会觉得不高兴。
So it comes to one question, that whether the compassion brings the unhappiness. Instead of bringing the happiness, it brings the unhappiness.
那这时候有一个问题出现啊，那这样说起来，悲心是带来开心，还是悲心是带来不开心呢？
Okay, now this answer, you can get, give me the answer.
那这默契，这个问题是要问大家的，请大家回答。
So these also don't try to find it on some solution from the word.Just try to find it from the, your practice and the, your experience. That's the most important, okay?
那仁波切说，当我们要找寻这个问题的答案的时候，不是要从一些什么经典来找，而是从我们个人的这个修行的这个经验来找出这个问题的答案。
So maybe not in hurry. You just think and get it from the, your experience for some answer.
仁波切说，我们不急。可是仁波切提的这个问题，我们可以好好想一想。那从我们个人的这个修行来找到我们的答案。
Indian, there is one saying of the Indian great scholar here. One saying, he's not a Buddhist. Okay, he's a non-Buddhist. One of the great Indian scholar here. One saying.
那在这个印度呢，有一个大学者，他本身并不是佛教徒，他曾经说过一段话。
He have created his own new religion.
那这个学者呢，他自己呢，创造他自己的宗教。
So he told the one thing that he is not, he don't like the knowledge of the created knowledge. Whatever the other scholars saying are not their own knowledge, they are just going from the someone's following the other's word. When the Buddhist scholar, they are just saying the Buddha's idea.
Mm-hmm.
And the Hindu scholar, they are saying the word of the Hindus, I mean the God's word. Mm-hmm. So their own knowledge, the created knowledge.Created knowledge, which is knowledge which hired from the other, not their own knowledge.、
Mm-hmm.
Also, they are just following only the words.、
Mm-hmm.
So he told that his every knowledge is just through his own experience.、Mm-hmm. One point, yeah, he's quite right.
那这个学者怎么说呢？他说啊，事实上有很多学者的这个学问跟知识啊，都是呢从别人那边拿取得的，都不是他们自己创造的知识，他们都是在追随别人。所说的话，就好像佛教徒或是佛教的学者，他们就是追随佛教的这个教，佛陀的这个教理。那像印度教，他们也是这些学者，只是在追寻着这个神，他们所讲的这个话，并不是他们自己创造出这些学问。那他说他自己呢，按照他自己个人的经验来创造出一个新的学问。
So sometimes the, my own experience, what I feel that when we have the very strong compassion toward someone.But the compassion sometimes a very strong compassion toward someone to do the good thing for the someone, very good things to someone. But we will forget the one thing when we have very strong compassion for the someone.
当我们仁波切他觉得他个人的经验告诉他说，如果当我们对一个人有很强的悲心的时候，我们会很想要对这个人好，或为这个人做一些好的事情。可是当我们这样做的时候，我们会忘记一件事情。
Once we are very compassion towards someone, when we are very love towards someone, sometimes we'll expect too much. That's one way to happen.
那什么事我们会忘记的呢？我们常常在对别人好，或是对别人有很强的悲心的时候，我们常常会期待很多。
Sometimes in the students, when I were teaching, sometimes I expect too much to study and reach a very high marks because very compassion towards strong compassion towards my students.
以仁波切他个人的经验，当仁波切在教学生的时候，仁波切会给学生很多的悲心跟爱。可是呢，仁波切会期待很多，他会希望这个学生学得很好，得到很好的成就。
So once you have a very strong compassion, when very you are very really you care too much for the someone, sometimes your expectation goes too high. So that's why sometimes when you know could not fulfill that your expectation, that makes you unhappy, not that compassion.
嗯。仁波切就觉得以他个人的经验来看，当我们对一个人有很强的悲心的时候，我们在对他好，常常呢就相对来讲期待就会太高。那当我们期待很高不能达成的时候，我们会觉得不开心。所以让我们不开心的是那个期待过多的问题，而不是有悲心这个问题让我们不开心。
when you have a very care to someone, when you have a very compassionate towards someone, then you will expect that someone become a very 100% very right and 100% perfect. It cannot happen.
所以当我们对一个人很在乎或是有很强的悲心的时候，我们就很希望这个人呢百分之百成为一个很好的人，很完美的人，但是这是不可能发生的。
So that's why maybe sometimes when the strong compassion and the very strong care for the someone, so then I think the high expectation will come. That's, yeah. So I think sometimes that is what we are making the one wrong thing.
所以仁波切觉得有时候当我们对一个人很强的悲心又伴随着很高的期待的时候，这可能是错的。
So second thing is that what we have to look is the very, very, in the very holistic point of view. Very holistic point of view that when we have the strong compassion toward any of the beings or animals, we have to look that the benefiting the not only on this life, thinking the benefiting the next life, after the life, after the life. So sometimes this will give you a very strong courage.
那如果说我们更完整来讲，当我们对其他人或甚至于畜生有悲心的时候，我们应该这样去想，想说我不只是对这些人或这些畜生今生有利益，在来世我要对他们有利益，那这时候就会带给我们比较多的勇气来做这些事情。
So that's why sometimes our compassion is a very short-sighted compassion. When you're the care is a very short-sighted. Everything to be done in the very fast, very short-sighted.
常常呢，我们对别人的悲心都是很短视的，我们就很希望很快达到一个成果。
So very short-sighted compassion. So that's why also we are making the one mistake. So with the compassion, when we are generating a very strong compassion towards others, we have to look at the very, 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 very long way. We have to think that not only the benefit of this life, we have to benefit in the next life, after life, after life.
所以当我们对人家有悲心的时候，我们不可以是一个短视的悲心，只看这一世。我们必须去想，不只是这一世，来世我们都要对对方产生悲心。
Sometimes this is also one good excuse.
那有时候这也是个很好的一个借口。
Sometimes when you cannot do this life, you can think that I will do the next life.
为什么说是很好的借口呢？因为有时候我们会想说，这一辈子既然做不到，那来世再说吧。
Once you can do it right now, I think it's much better to do it right now. Once you cannot do it right now, so then you need one excuse. Otherwise, you will feel very unhappy.
仁波切说，当然，如果我们这辈子做得到的事情，我们还是要这辈子去做。可是如果做不到的话，我们就可以想我们来世再做。那这样子的想法其实可以给我们一个借口，我们也不会那么不开心。
So that is something like that. So that's why every so that's why here you can see that when we look at the animal, when you have a very strong compassion toward the animal under the suffering, sometimes it makes unhappy. That's why Buddha told his attendant that when the animal is suffering of their own karma, you don't have to feel the unhappy.
所以我们可以发现，当我们真的对这个畜生有很强的悲心，因为很强的悲心而觉得不开心的时候，这时候就要想到佛陀告诉他的侍者的，这些动物他们会受苦，是因为他们的恶业所导致。
But this word is a very, very, very complicated word. It does not mean that we should not generate the compassion toward the animal.
可是佛陀的这段话，其实它的内涵是很深远的。这句话本身不代表我们不要对众生产生悲心。
So even if you look at the animal, when someone is a killing, when you have very strong compassion toward that animal, and you see the killing of the animals, you cannot bear that. It will be very sad and very unhappy.
有时候我们看到动物被杀了，会觉得它很苦。这时候呢，因为强烈的悲心，我们甚至会觉得没有办法去忍受看到动物被杀。
So these are, but these are the compassion. So once we're having this compassion, once we are looking the compassion, now what we have to do is that when we generate the compassion, sometimes it makes unhappy while we are not generate the compassion very right way.
这时候如果说我们产生了悲心，可是却不高兴，那表示说我们产生了这个悲心的方法是不正确的。
So we generate the compassion, but we didn't generate compassion very right manner. So that's why when you sometimes it brings unhappiness in our life.
因为当我们看到别人在痛苦，那我们产生悲心，可是反而不开心，这是因为我们产生悲心的方式不对。
But the compassion is, but also that's why Buddha would always talk about compassion combined with the wisdom. Without the wisdom, compassion is blind.
这就是为什么佛陀告诉我们的，在产生悲心的时候，也要跟智慧一起合并，是这个原因。
So maybe just so that's why you can see that the, so when you look at the animal realms, they are suffering or they have many difficulties. But one point when we generate the compassion toward that animal, there are the two kinds of the compassion. Now you can see.
那当我们看到动物觉得它很痛苦的时候，我们产生悲心，那是有些产生悲心的方式。
General compassion. Oh, very sad. General compassion. That's when you see the suffering of the animals. You will feel the one moment very sad, then you will forget it. That's the one general compassion.
那产生悲心有两个方式。第一个就是我们看到一个畜生他痛苦，这时我们想说，哇，真的好可怜哦，产生悲心。过一会儿就忘了。
One other compassion. When you think too much on that field, too much again and again and again. That's a very strong compassion.
第二种产生悲心的方式是，当我们看到动物或畜生痛苦，我们对他们产生悲心，不断的去想，不断的心想，产生一个非常强烈的悲心。
So these are two compassion. So that's why the one strong compassion was a general compassion. Sometimes a very strong compassion. When you have very strong compassion, once you not generate the very right manner, so it will bring the really so lots of the unhappiness in your mind.
那这两种方式呢？一个是产生一个普通的悲心。一个是产生非常强烈的悲心，那这个非常强烈的悲心，如果产生的方式不对，我们就会觉得不开心。
Then yes, yeah, example. So I will give the one example that when you have a very strong compassion toward the generated toward the someone or the animals. So when you bring strong and compassion, but that compassion sometimes makes you very unhappy when you see the suffering of the animals and the suffering of the very someone very close to you.
仁波切要给我们一个例子，就是当我们呢看到我们身边亲近的人，或是看到动物在痛苦，我们会产生一个很强的悲心，可是呢，却呢会觉得不开心。
So that's why the general right where the compassion is, general the compassion is we have to look the very long term. Long term we have to weigh the solution very from the long term. That is the right way of the generating the compassion. When you generate the compassion, you have to think the very long way, very holistic way.
当我们要对方产生悲心的时候，我们要用一个正确的方式来产生悲心，才不会觉得痛苦。这时候要怎么产生？就是说，我们要想得远一点，看得远一点。
Okay, so we are talking about the where the animal realm, isn't it? Now, when we see the suffering of the animal realm, what he is talking that when we see the animal realm, so it says that when we see the animal realm, it's just like that the arrow which killed by the its own arrow. It's the bowman killed by his own arrow.
那我们就来看这个第四十七个偈颂，身遭恶趣痛楚时，就很像是这个箭弓遭自箭矢。
Because animals are suffering because of their own karma, there's all the negative actions, so they have to suffer.
那为什么畜生会受苦？就是因为他们自己造了不善业，那产生了这样子的恶果。
So that's why we have to be aware of the negative actions, negative karmas. Because once we committed the more negative karma, then we will born again. We will born in the lower realm.
那从这样我们可以看到，我们自己也是要避免做这个不善业，因为不善业的这样一个结果会让我们呢投身到恶趣，那产生更多痛苦。
So this way, what is showing the very clear that the one point is that the generally in the Buddhist point of view, what we are talking about the realms.The animal realms and the human realms, there were lots of the realms issues.
那在我们这个佛教当中，其实我们讲到很多这个有关于这个六道，像这个畜生道、人道等等的事情，提到很多。
Because the, all these realm issues, because the realm issues are the one thing is also you will see the hell realms.
那比方说，我们也会听到这个有关于地狱道的事情。
So generally, these sorts of realm issues, that because the Buddhism has talked lots of the realm issues, because all these are realms, because it's related with the existence. Now it comes to the related with the existence.
Whether it exists or not, right?
No, because all these realms, it's related with the way of the existence. how the Buddhism point of view or the way of the existence.
Okay, okay. 那为什么在这个佛教当中会提到这个六道？因为这个六道各道它的这个状况呢，就跟这个不同道的这些众生呢，他们这个生活的方式是有关系，存在的方式是有关系的。
Because where the existence, we can see that generally we feel that if just look at this world, we will feel that this world is belongs to the human. Generally, we will feel that.
嗯哼，那比方说，举例来讲，我们现在看我们现在所处的这个世界，我们就会说这个世界是属于人道的这个世界。
Now the second thing is that you will feel that Taiwan belongs to the Taiwan people.
那就好像是我们台湾会觉得台湾是属于我们台湾人的。
Everyone, if you look at the Indian, they will feel that India belongs to the Indian people.
那一样的，同样的，这个印度人他会觉得说印度是属于他们印度人的。
Generally, world belongs to the worldly people.
那这个一般的这个世界呢，是属于这个人的。
In the reality, it's a little bit not like that. It's a little bit different.
可是呢，在这个事实上，其实不是这样子。
World not only belongs to the people, it belongs to the people, and it belongs to the animals, it belongs to the every sentient being who lives in this world.
因为呢，这个世界它不只是属于人的，它也属于这个畜生，是属于六道所有众生。
Same thing that India and that country not only belongs to the human, it also belongs to that animal where they live there. Human become the more powerful. They overcome the animal. So they started to rule the country. So they thought that the country belongs to them because they are ruling it. That's the reason.
那事实上印度也不属于印度人的，只是因为人有比较大的这个权势，所以呢我们就控制了这个地方，那说就说呢这个地方是我们人的。
If you look at a family, who rules the family, you will think that the family belongs to that person.
就是我们来看一个家庭也一样啊。如果说这个家庭有一个人呢，是权力比较大的，他就会觉得这个家是他的。
So that's why even the Buddha have asked the monks to not to cut the, any of the plant and the trees. When the monks cut the plant and trees, even he will commit the one of the mistake. Even Buddha asked the monks to not to cut the, any plants and trees.
Trees, right?
Trees and plant, yeah.
甚至于呢，佛陀的时代，他有跟佛陀有跟这个僧众讲说，不要去砍这个树。
So monks cannot cut it unnecessarily.
那如果非必要呢？这个僧众是不能去砍树的。
So these ones are Buddha saying the importance of the even of the plants and tree.
Okay, 那就是。You mean the trees, right?
Trees and plants, even Buddha pay the importance for the trees.
那对于这些植物呢，或者树木，甚至于佛陀，事实上也是非常重视的。
But when we have to look at this point, we have to go back the 2,500 years back. In the 2,500 years back, people feel the no value of the tree and the plant at that time. But still at that time, Buddha told them not to cut.
那这时候我们要去看这个2500年前这个佛陀才存在的这个时代。那个时代一般人呢会觉得这些植物啊树啊是没有什么价值的，可是佛陀还是告诉僧众说不能够砍树或是砍植物。
So that's why you can see the way of the existence, way of the existence of the, this realm or way of the existence Buddhism point of view, that they are the lot of the, I mean the animal realms and the human realms, these all are part of the, this world, they are all the part of this world.
那佛陀呢他有讲到这个六道的众生啊，包括这个人还有包括这个畜生，那事实上呢他们都是这个世界的一部分，所以在这个六道当中呢就讲了很多这个六道存在的这个方式。
Yeah, so that's why they are paying the, so that's why they are paying the very importance, but it's paying the importance of the life of the, also the, that's why animal.
佛陀他就对于这个不同畜生呢他们的生命啊他做了很多的解释，都还蛮重视的。
Okay, anyway, so that's why when you look at the animal realms and when they see the suffering, that's also we have to think that when we see the animals of the suffering, what we have to think is that now we should not commit the negative sins. Once we commit a negative sin, maybe we will be born in the animal realm. That we have to be aware of that.
所以在这边呢，在这个第四十七个偈中是告诉我们说，当我们看到畜生痛苦的时候，我们必须去想到说，我们不能够再造不善业。因为这样的不善业会让我们也可能投身恶趣。
So that's here that that's talking about it.
那这就是这个第四十七个这个记诵所讲的。
Okay, now maybe now to this maybe I will give you the homework. So as we talked yesterday, this time homework is just try to find the my answer for the my question. Okay.
那仁波切说他今天会给我们这个加课。那加课是什么呢？加课就是刚才仁波切问我们的问题。
Do you remember the my question I asked before?
那大家还记得仁波切的问题吗？
I forgot the question what I asked you. Okay, anyway, if you remember, who don't remember the my question, ask the person who remember the question, okay?
那个记得不记得的人就问记得的人。Roger, I think you asked the question that how come whenever we generate compassion to others, we might feel unhappy?
Yeah, what the relation, okay? What the relation? Whether we are generating the very strong compassion toward the other, whether this compassion will bring the unhappiness or what?
所以仁波切的问题就是说，当我们对别人产生很强烈的悲心的时候，这样强烈的悲心会带给我们快乐还是不快乐？
So that's why.
Yes, I'm sure.
Yeah, that's why what you have to find through your own experience, go through your own experience, okay?
所以呢，我们必须去找说这个产生强烈悲心跟快乐和不快乐之间的关联性。那这是必须以我们个人的这个修行来找出答案。
So my experience, as I share with you, also when you have a very strong compassion, when you have very strong love and the care for someone, you will expect too much, too high.So that's the one mistake what we are doing. That's why we are feeling sometimes unhappy. That's my experience, okay? Maybe from your experience, it might be different. So you have to find it out.
从仁波切他自己个人的经验，他会觉得为什么产生这个强烈的悲心会带来痛苦？有时候是因为我们伴随着对对方的期待。这是仁波切他个人的这个修行，他认为的。那我们大家可以找到我们自己认为的理由。
Okay, this is the one thing. Second thing is the second, this is the one your answer is finding. Okay, now the second important thing is that now you have to think that as you said, beware of the negative sins. Now you have to think that the what of the negative and the what of the wrong action you can reduce from now. Just think, one, you have to pick up the one of the negative action, pick up the one of the negative point of the yourself and try to reduce it, okay? That's your second.
那第二个加课就是我们要去想想看，就是我们从今天开始，我们自己哪一些不善业或是哪一些缺点是我们可以剔除的，就是我们可以去找有哪一个我们自己平常会做的不好的这个不善业啦，或者是我们的缺点是我们可以从今天开始想办法把它去除的。
So you just pick up the one of the negative action or the one of the negative sin or the one of the negative of the wrong side of the yourself, just pick up one and try to reduce it.
所以呢，我们就是选一个我们自己会犯的这些错误，或是我们自己常做的这个不善业来挑一个，那告诉我们我一定要把它戒除，绝对不能再做。
You can see here that it, here you, it was just mentioned the beware of the doing the negative action. We always feel that we cannot do the negative action.But in the reality, we will do the so many small, small negative action. So right now, we have to pick up the one of the negative action or the one of the negative or the wrong side of the yourself and try to reduce or try to stop.
我们常常在这个看书的时候，我们就会告诉我们自己，对，我不能做不善业。可是呢，虽然我们都告诉自己不能做不善业，我们却做这么的多。所以从今天开始，我们就要去找到一个我们自己常会做的这个不善业，或是我们自己的缺点，想办法就把它去除。
So we have to, you have to very think very slowly, okay? Not in hurry, okay? Just try to look at yourself, okay? Try to find it out. Look at yourself and try it. When you try to stop the doing the negative action, first try to look at yourself and you just look at yourself and try to find it out. What are the most negative wrong thing what you do?
那我们可以慢慢来。好好的观察我们自己，到底我们自己做了哪一些不好的事情？那好好的观察，慢慢想之后呢，挑出一个我们会做的这个不善业，把它净除掉，不再做。
Okay, this is your homework. Okay.
那这就是我们的加课。
Good. clear, isn't it?
大家清楚吗？
Okay, so that's what you have to do. Okay, now the slowly, as I told you before, whenever you have to, as I told you before, so many times that whenever you start the practice of Dharma, there should be some changes in you.
就像仁波切之前告诉我们，当我们开始做这个佛法的修行的时候，我们真的就是必须要想办法净除掉一些不应该做的事情。
Generally, what I feel with the, so, I mean, the Buddhist practitioner, and what my experience with the Buddhist practitioners, so I think the person who have no background of the Buddhism and the no background of the understanding of the Buddhism, they will progress much faster, what I observed when I get the right point of doing the practice.
那仁波切他自己发现说，当有一些他自己的学生，他发现他们并不是原来不懂佛教或是不懂佛法，跟佛法没有什么关联的这一群人，当他们开始做修行的练习，进步都非常的快速。
Because what they heard, they listen, they know little, they will do it right now. Old Buddhists, they heard so many things, so they won't do it. They heard.
那为什么会这样子呢？因为这些不是佛教徒的人，他们听到仁波切说什么，他们就认真听，然后就好好去做。可是佛教徒是怎么样呢？就是听很多啊，什么都不做。
Heard so many things, know so many things, they will do little, so they will focus very little.
佛教徒很多都是听很多，懂很多，做很少。
So they will be the same as before.
所以就跟以前一模一样，没有改变。
In my life, I have one student. Really, I was really amazed with it. His background is not a Buddhist at all. So he told me that when he came to the first time in the Sera, he told me the one thing. Just teach me the every other Buddhist practice. He told me that he will show me the result in the 3 years.
In 3 years.
Yeah, in the result, he will told me that give teach me the every Buddhist practice, and he told me that he will show me the result in the 3 years.
Okay, 仁波切曾经有位学生到色拉寺来见仁波切。那这个学生呢，他本身跟佛教完全没有关联，他也不是佛教徒。他就问仁波切说：“仁波切啊，请你教我佛陀的所有的教法，我在3年会给你看到我修行的结果。”
He is an Indian, okay? He's not Indian. His background is not a Buddhist at all. He was just not a monk also.
那这个学生呢，他并不是佛教徒，那他也不是一个僧众。
So really, in these 3 years, what I see is he improved really a lot. Even the one, the practice, realization, visualization, everything seems improved very fast. But only thing is he works at the practice too much. That I'm a little bit scared of in his position.
那这个学生呢，他在过去这3年来，的确仁波切发现他在修行上真的进步了非常很多。那仁波切对他唯一担心的就是仁波切觉得他过度认真在学修行。
Yeah, so that's why, what I felt, what I felt with a very, very new, so that's why you have to put more effort in the practice, okay, that's a very important, as I told you before. Otherwise, you will hear a lot, know a lot, do a little, and remain as the same as before, even you will become the more worse than before.
那仁波切说呢，所以呢，他告诉我们，就是当告诉我们这些佛法的修行的时候，我们就要努力的去做到，不然我们就会变成好像听很多、懂很多，却做很少。那还变得跟以前都一样，没有改变。那更糟的是，不止没改变，还比以前变得更糟。
So that's why introducing the Buddhism maybe also it depends introduce the Buddhism. Mostly Buddhism should be introduced with the practice way, not with the theoretical way. Theoretical way, I think the college and the university that way.
那仁波切说，他觉得佛陀的教法。有时候必须用一个修行的方式告诉我们怎么修行来指导我们，而不是告诉我们理论，因为像理论那就很像是在大学里面上课。
Yes, a few days back I met one of my students, so he's now becoming the very, I mean, he got a Buddhist degree, I mean, the very high degree in the college, university. Now he told me he's going to give the Buddhist teaching talks in the colleges.
那仁波切在前几天有跟一个学生见面，那个学生呢，他在这个大学已经得到跟佛教学相关的这样的一个学位。他跟仁波切说，他之后要在大学里面教佛法。
So he told me that he have the two companions who teaches in the Buddhist colleges. These two companions, his companion not a Buddhist at all. Still, they have a Buddhist degree in the Buddhism. They give talks in the Buddhism, lectures in the Buddhism.
那这个学生就跟仁波切说，他在这个大学里面呢，有很多这个学习佛法的这些老师啊，这些学生，但事实上他们都不是佛教徒，可是他们天天都在讲佛法。
They talk some, they introduce the Buddhism from very academic way.
那因为呢，他们是用一种学术的态度在讨论佛法。
Buddhist, when you introduce Buddhist in a very academic way, that will not bring the result in your life. Buddhist, when you have to bring the result of the practice Buddhism in your life, you have to introduce Buddhism in a very practiced way.
如果我们学习佛法是用一种学术的方式来学习，其实我们看不到任何修行的结果。如果我们想要看到我们修行的结果，那我们就是要用修行的方式来学习佛法。
So that's why I think I told you the last time, the life is very short.
那仁波切
There's so many things to learn, but what you have learned to put it in the practice.
仁波切说，人生非常的短暂，所以我们必须要学有用的佛法，告诉我们怎么样去修行。
So that's why, so now don't become like that. Hear more, know more.Do a little, and this is not the right way in the Buddhism. Even you know little, even you understand little, but put it into practice. That's the most important thing in the Buddhist practice and Buddhism. Then you will become a better and a better and a better.
那仁波切提醒我们千万不要变成那种听得多、懂得多、做得少的那样的人。我们可以听得少、懂得少，可是我们很努力的修行，让我们自己变成更好的人。
Okay, now today you got the two practices, two homework, isn't it? Now in the 1 week.You have to do it, okay?
所以仁波切今天交代我们两个功课，这两个功课都是我们要做到的。
Okay, so maybe now I will leave you the few minutes for the question answer sessions, okay? Make the next time maybe I will go for the commentary of the, that Bodhicitta commentary of Nagarjuna, okay?
那仁波切说今天还有一些时间让大家问问题，那下个礼拜要上菩提心试论。
有问题吗？
Okay, I think it's a question. Because last time, Ajay, you told us when we deal with something, we have to do the things in a very dedicated or right way. And I didn't say it's very difficult.
Yeah, you know the why it's very difficult. Because we are not Buddha.
那艾琳姐的问题是说，仁波切上个礼拜有跟我们讲，当我们在处理事情的时候，必须用很善巧的方式来处理。那艾琳姐跟仁波切说，她觉得很困难。仁波切说，对，没错，真的很难，因为你不是佛陀。
因为我们不是佛陀。
因为我们不是佛陀。
So that's why, but we have to try to find the very right way. From our side, we have to do it the best.
但是呢，我们还是要想到找到一个最好，对我们来说是最好的方式。
Sometimes our side we will do the best, but it won't be the best. That we have to accept it.
有时候可能我们在处理事情的时候，我们觉得我们已经用最好的方法了，可是结果还是不好，我们就接受它。
So, but one thing that we have to understand that we are the human and we are not Buddha. So sometimes we are not the, everything what we do, it won't be the best.
所以我们必须了解我们是人，我们不是佛陀，所以我们可能做事情没有办法得到一个好的结果。
So we have the one, our own, I mean the potential. So with our use the our potential, best of our potential, we do it. Once it's not going to happen the right, then we don't have to regret.
所以呢，我们每个人都有我们的潜力，那这个潜力可以让我们就是处理事情是用一个正确的方式。如果我们真的觉得我们用一个正确的方式在处理事情，得到结果却不好，我们也不用觉得后悔。
Yeah, so sometimes it's a, quite sometimes it's a, we won't find the right way to get the solution, but we have to try to find the right way. That's the important. We, whether we find it or not find it, that's not important. We have to try to find the right way. That's very important.
有时候我们在处理事情的时候，我们会想要找到一个方法来解决，那重点并不是我们有找到或没有找到。重点是我们真的努力的去找，只要我们努力的去找，那就是好的。
So that's why when you look at the Buddha, when he talk about the Eight Noble Path, he talk about the right way, right view, right way of the living. Everything he talk the right way. Eight Noble Paths.
那就好像佛陀呢，他在讲这个八正法的时候，那他就讲到就是要有正见，要有正念，所以任何事情都是要是正确的方式去做。
So sometimes right and wrong is sometimes very difficult to differentiate with these two points, right and wrong.
那有时候在我们的人生当中，我们要去分辨好跟坏，其实也是蛮困难的。
Philosophy point very easy, they will differentiate because only they will differentiate by the word, not by the practical.
那如果说以这个宗教义理来看，我们要去分辨一个好跟坏很简单，因为我们从文字上就可以分辨出好跟坏，但是在实际上并不是这样子。
Philosophy now they will say right and wrong is whether it's emptiness right, everything is wrong.
在这个佛教的义理来讲呢？其实他说好坏很简单，因为只要是空性都对的，不是空性就不对。
But then you talk about the Nagarjuna view. Nagarjuna said that other than the emptiness is wrong, it's a false.
那这次就开始会讲到龙树菩萨，那就讲到说，哎，佛教只要是讲到空性，那空性的就是对的，现在就是不对的。
But in the life, it is not like that. Our life is not. We are not Nagarjuna. Our life is not Nagarjuna's life. So in our life, when we have the practical way right and wrong, yeah, it's quite difficult.
但是我们的人生不是这样子，因为呢，我们不是龙树菩萨，我们过的不是龙树菩萨的生活，所以在实际上，我们要找到正确跟不正确的这个方式去分辨对跟错是很困难的。
Just a few days back, I mean the 5 or 4 days back, some of the business group came from India. I mean they are the middle part of the India. I think quite strong business people. They just came to the we. So just for the Buddhist, I mean the idea discussion.
在四五天前，仁波切跟一群从印度来的这个生意人，一个生意的做生意的团体呢，做一些有关于佛教方面的讨论。
So they ask me what is the right business and what is the wrong business. Generally in India, they do the business with the tax evasion, not paying the tax, and they are hiding the tax. That type of the business, what we consider is a right business or wrong business.
那这些人就问仁波切一些问题。他问仁波切说，什么是正确的方式来做生意？什么是不正确做生意的方式？比方说，他们那些生意人都想要逃税，那逃税到底是对的还是不对的？
So even they ask me what is the wrong, right and wrong, how we can make the right business and the wrong business, right job and the wrong job, how can we differentiate?
那这一群生意人就问仁波切说，我们怎么样要知道什么是对的，是正确的生意，什么是不正确的生意，要怎么去分辨？
Very good questions. They ask me very good questions. They ask me regarding about
这些问题真的问得很好。
The second question they ask me that how why that their life they works out, but they get a very less time to spend with the family, so they cannot balance these two things. How can we balance them in this life?、
那这些生意人又问仁波切第二个问题，他问仁波切说：“我们花了很多时间在做生意赚钱，我们就没有时间跟家人相处。”在做生意和事业以及跟家人相处，我们应该怎么样取得一个平衡点
？Yeah, so some question. So here, these also question with the related with the in the human's practical life.
那这些问题呢，都跟我们平常生活是很实际的面向。
Secondly, they are not a very strong Buddhist. They are not a Muslim. They are not a Buddhist at all.
那这群生意人大部分其实并不是佛教徒，他们大部分都是回教徒。
Now Nagarjuna, there's no use of the Nagarjuna for them.
那这时候如果跟他们讲龙树菩萨说什么，大概没什么用。
But only that the maintaining practice will work.、
但是呢，如果跟他们讲这个修心就会有用。
So that's why, so here comes the right and wrong. So we have to try to find a very right way.That's the most important thing we have to try to find it our side.
所以呢，这群人他们就问仁波切什么是对的，什么是不对的。那表示呢，事实上我们真的必须要尝试去找到一个正确的方式来过我们的生活。
Right and wrong, mostly what I feel with the, from our look at our own concern. With our look and sometimes we feel that right, even if it's not right, sometimes we feel it's a very right. So I think we have to apply this kind of matter to what.Our heart says.
有时候我们在分辨对跟错的时候，事实上是我们自己的想法，我们自己觉得很对。
Sometimes even in the my case, sometimes even I find difficulty finding the right and wrong way. Sometimes.
有时候仁波切他自己会觉得说，真的要找到对的方式也是很困难的。
example, some of the very students, very difficulty dealing with the students, what I have to, whether I have to stop that student, teaching with that student, or whether I try to keep on to try to teach that student,
mm-hmm.
when the student become very naughty.
Mm-hmm. 那仁波切自己在跟学生相处的时候也觉得有很多决定，他仁波切很难找到一个最正确的方式，比方说这个学生如果他真的非常的顽皮，到底是要继续教他呢，还是不要教他比较好？
Yeah, so both sides are difficult. Sometimes I have to choose whether I have to stop the teaching or whether I have to keep on trying to make it better. Sometimes it's very difficult.
有时候真的是非常困难，到底真的是要继续教他让他更好，还是不要再教他了，很难做抉择。
So like that in the life, so quite sometimes, yeah, okay. So maybe other questions, okay?
那有其他问题吗？
Okay, if you don't have the question, maybe then just my question, okay? Then maybe you, my questions, and maybe I'll, this time maybe I'll ask, I will, what I ask the question, maybe I need the answer, okay, next time.
仁波切说他刚才说问问题要得到答案，是指前面问的那两个问题，他要最后得到答案。
Okay, who says once you share the my experience, then maybe I will know that how you think and how you practice.
那仁波切说，从我们大家回答的这个答案当中，仁波切可以知道我们修行的如何。
If you want to keep it a very secret, okay, that's just fine. You can keep it very secret, okay.
但是仁波切说，如果真的我们想要把它变成自己的秘密也没关系。
Okay, it's not very secret, then fine. Okay, you can share.
如果它是秘密也可以，不是秘密也可以。
Okay, so yeah, okay, so today maybe, so what we'll do is that, okay, now maybe I think I will stop here today, okay, stop here, so before that, maybe today I will join with your prayers, okay, how do you do the prayers?
仁波切说今天的课就上到这边，那我们课后的回向仁波切跟我们一起做。